This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Thursday, June 25th. God's word to you today is about worship. Our scripture reading is taken from John 4, verse 15, and it says, "Please, sir," the woman said, "give me this water. Then I'll never be thirsty again, and I won't have to come here to get water. Go and get your husband," Jesus told her. Imagine someone has become obese and critically ill from eating a lot of unhealthy food. The first thing the doctor will do to save that person is to replace junk food with healthy food. Similarly, Jesus was saying to the Samaritan woman and to us, the things you are using to fill that void must first be presented to and surrendered to Jesus before you can get the living waters. A person can be saved, sanctified, and heaven-bound, but there is still something that is filling that quest, the inner craving in your life. For some people, it is a football club. For others, it is binging on television. And yet for some, it is gossip. So when you show up before Jesus, as you have shown up today, Jesus will not ask you, "Where is your husband?" because that is not your issue. Jesus is going to ask you, "Where is your dash?" Well, you fill in the gaps, the emptiness, the pull of this world, the cravings that we are having is all about one thing, and that is worship. The temptations of Jesus turned stone to bread, jumped from the peak. They were just entry points. The crux of the matter was Satan was trying to get Jesus to bow down to him and worship. It was all about worship, 100%. John Piper says, "God is most glorified in us when we are most satisfied in him." But the converse is also true. We are more satisfied in life when God is most glorified in us. When you are dissatisfied in life, check. If you want sanctification in life, live for the glory of God. I'm not saying your life will be perfect. It cannot be perfect until you see Jesus. But you can have a full and satisfying life. You can have a stream of waters that is flowing, the living waters Jesus is talking about. For your life to be full and satisfying, it must just be about God. John 4 verses 23 to 24 says, "But the time is coming, indeed it is here now, when true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. The Father is looking for those who will worship him that way. For God is a spirit, so those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth." When you come before God, it should not be about your spouse. It should not be about your quest for a good husband. The Samaritan woman had been through four husbands. Her life teaches us that no man can fully satisfy you. It is impossible. The only person that can fully satisfy you is Jesus. Do not put the weight of what only God can do upon any human being. It is unfair. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song.
No foreign God can take your place. No foreign God can take your place. No foreign God can take your place. It's you that I love. It's you that I love. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.